Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in on a proper Cowboys Monday. Heading for this matchup with the Detroit Lions. I'll talk more about that with you here coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Time now for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. What type of impact has Quinnen Williams really had? Let's get into it right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game. Not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
All right, Cowboys get the dub on Thanksgiving, and Quinnen Williams, of course, is a big reason why. How about this from Steven Ruiz of The Ringer? He says Quinnen Williams is the best defensive player on the field versus the Chiefs, led the team in run stops with 4, tied for the team lead in pressures with 6. We know he was pretty generally disruptive throughout the game. Now, how about this? He says, Quinnen Williams has been a good player since entering the league in 2019, but he's turned it on in his time with Dallas. His pressure rate has doubled, jumping from 9.5% with the Jets to almost 23% over the last 3 games, and he has logged at least 5 pressures in each of those games. And Dallas now ranks, okay, and we were wondering about this, like how much better could they get? Could they get into middle of the pack? Could they get into around 20th? Since Quinnen Williams has been here, Dallas ranks 18th in EPA allowed defensively, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what we've been begging for. Could you at least get to some level of competence, even if it's middle of the pack or at the top of sort of that bottom third? 18th in EPA, and
so that's the last 3 games. That's not for the season,
right? Yeah. For the last 3 games.
Okay. I mean, I would have thought it would have been higher, you know, to be honest with you. Hopefully there are higher highs to pursue here now that you get Diggs back and get Logan Wilson a little bit more incorporated.
Yeah, and Overshown, right? I think Overshown is getting better each game.
Yes, absolutely he is.
Did you guys feel that way? I mean, yeah. I know Shoddy after the game had some high praise for Overshown. And then you go back and watch the game. Did you get that feeling as well? Like, okay,
yeah.
each game, even on a short week.
Yeah, Vach Lombardi and I did a film breakdown this morning on Crown Global Media.
Heck yeah,
and
you did.
It's up on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Yep. And we pointed out how Overshown, like they played. There's this one play we broke down where, like, you had Ezeraku playing the front side and like really holding the point of attack. Then you got the fill with the defensive lineman, the tackles, and then you got the fill linebacker. And on the backside, even if they try and cut the ball back, like there's like Overshown is standing right there waiting for the ball to cut back. So, yeah, he's and you can see him even down on the goal line in some situations of him playing in some coverage. He's just a more aware player than what they played with like the first 10 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and then just the added explosive speed element as well. It goes a long way for you. Then on the flip side, you also had on Thanksgiving the Packers getting after the Lions pretty good, Cowboys' next opponent. And Jordan Love was awesome. My gosh, 4 touchdowns. He had that incredible back foot throw fading away from pressure on fourth down to really ice the game with about 2 minutes to go. And Detroit pressured him 47% of the time.
Dang.
So they were all around him, but they did not sack him once. Hmm. And that's a trait that Dak has had. I think he's got the second best outside of Brock Purdy, and Purdy's missed plenty of games this year. But his pressure to sack ratio, Dak's is second in the league to only Purdy. So he's great, and we've seen it time and time again this season. You saw it on Thursday versus the Chiefs. He's pressured, but he's finding a way to navigate the pocket and deliver on the throw.
Did they have to blitz him to get their pressures?
Here we are, and I was just looking up the game. He was 7 of 14 against the blitz for 70 yards, but the two touchdowns is what he had. But that was, actual yards per attempt. They're saying that's only 5 yards an attempt is what they were doing. So
the blitz was actually working against Jordan Love.
He
beat them with regular pressure.
Yeah, when it was no blitz, he was 11 of 16 for 164 yards, two touchdowns. Ooh. He was about 10.3 a pass, 68.8 completion percentage against no blitz.
All right. Well,
the blitz, it's just like it's the next gen stuff that we're looking at. 7 of 14, 70 yards, two touchdowns. Yards per attempt was at 5 yards. It was 50%, of course. And that was what that was. So everything he threw, he was 11 of 15 for under 10 air yards. So everything he was throwing was basically somewhat short.
The blitz.
The book on him all year had been that if you can get pressure without blitzing, you got it.
Well, he was, they were 3 of 12. He was 3 under pressure. They're saying he was 3 of 12, making sure, Jordan Love passing splits. Under pressure, 3 of 12 for 51 yards, no touchdowns, is what they're saying here.
Well, I don't have much faith left that the Packers might slide out. I know 2 or 3 weeks ago, it appeared that it was heading in that direction. Then the Giants almost beat them.
Yeah.
But they have sort of righted the ship, and I wouldn't be surprised if they, in fact, end up winning that division.
Now, where he killed him was passes of 20 yards, 20-plus yards. He was 4-6 for 126 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, the deep balls have been crushing the Lions for the better part of the last month here.
Yeah.
And, you had the 51-yard touchdown pass to Christian Watson. I'm sure Dak is licking his chops here. Like, okay, let me navigate this pressure like I always do, and dudes will be open. And those dudes are George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. That's going to help you sleep at night.
I think you just chunk that thing, repeatedly, because the pass interference is such a huge part of it. You're not only are you getting the completions downfield, but you're getting so many flags off this as players try to recover and stumble all over themselves and run into your guys. I would hunt the deep ball.
By the way, Lions in all white, Cowboys wearing the blue jerseys on Thursday.
Yeah, it'll be like the game 2 years ago at AT&T.
The crazy game.
Which the Cowboys won.
They sure did. 20-19. That was what was the offensive lineman?
Yeah. Dan Skipper.
Skipper. Yeah, that was
forgot to report, or he did report.
He did or he didn't. We'll never know.
I'll never know.
But the Cowboys won.
Victory.
I feel like the Lions' emotional edge has cooled off big time. Now the Cowboys got to be bringing one, considering how badly they lost last year. Number of guys. That'll leave a mark on you.
Well, Terrion Arnold's been placed on IR.
Put him on IR.
Yeah, he's going to be out. Tom Pelissero just put that out. I just saw that 30 minutes ago. So no Terrion Arnold, one of their top corners, which that makes it even worse for the Lions.
Yeah, that's bad news for them.
You did not say that, did you?
No, I did not. No, you're good.
I get nervous every time.
Yeah, I know. What do you think about this quote here from Andy Reid? He says he's still confident the Chiefs will win their next 5 games and make the playoffs.
That's a ball sack.
The quote is, "We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play."
That sounds,
end quote,
sexual.
It does feel
big red
and graphic.
This is what desperation looks like, yeah. Right?
Is that a good? Do you want your tonsils tickled?
I don't think you do as a defender. You don't want your tonsils tickled, okay. And I think that's why he's efforting to tickle your tonsils on every single play.
Fair,
because that would bring extreme discomfort.
And this is Andy Reid.
This is a direct quote from Andy Reid. This is football. This is not ball sack. This is very, very real. So
the shaft, it sounds like.
I mean, we're not used to this version of Andy Reid right now. But that's where his team is.
That's what losing has done to him.
That's what losing has done to him, man.
He's
just very, very graphic analysis. The worst play of the football weekend did come courtesy of Vikings quarterback, Ole Brosmer. Who filled in for
J.J. McCarthy. And I know you referenced it, like 126 yards, no touchdowns, and four picks. Like, that is extremely bad. But the underhanded interception, the underhanded pick six, where he's got pressure in his face, they're like in the red zone, he's rolling right, and he's like, all right, let me just underhand this thing right to Ernest Jones.
I'm hoping this is an all-time Paul Allen call.
I know.
Because he will lose his mind.
We do need to try to find that, because usually the TD calls, they'll put in like Seahawks call because it was a touchdown for them.
Yeah.
But you would love to hear the meltdown on Vikings radio after they witnessed the worst play ever. I did love Shador's scramble on 4th and 26 for 5 yards and then sliding just 21 yards short of the first down marker. That was pretty amazing.
Jerry Jeudy ripped him on the sideline.
I don't know. Jerry Jeudy, because he got past the defender. It looked like it should have been a big play.
I guess.
What happened with Rodney Harrison last night?
I think he had some problems in his earpiece. I think he was hearing an echo of him talking, maybe on top of some stuff of like TV truck talking to him. And I think it kind of short-circuited him. That would be my guess.
Did you guys hear it? That's a good theory. I think that's option A. I would say it looked like it could have been a bad edible experience to me, where you're second-guessing every word that's coming out of your mouth. You're thinking about the way that your words sound coming out of your mouth, and you just freeze, deer in headlights.
And it was cold.
They say he hates the cold. He's a bad, but he played in like...
Cold could do it to you, too.
Maybe as he's getting older.
But you're playing, you're running. Right?
Yeah.
You're running, you're hitting.
My theory is he had something wrong with his earpiece.
I thought it was just CTE in real time.
Everybody was alleging, like, is it a stroke on live air? Here's the sound. This is the Sunday Night Football pregame show. Listen to Rodney Harrison. He kind of loses himself.
Just disorganized in the run defense. I think they get their young running back score tonight and then take shots to your favorite guy, Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, I look at... I forgot the bumps on.
Washington defense from that group. Best way to attack that group tonight, do you believe?
Best way to attack them.
They don't have seen from Washington's defense?
I'm sorry. They just don't have... It's a lot of stuff going on. I'm sorry. They don't have a lot of discipline on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
That's it.
They sure don't. And I want to get over to something Coach, because I was looking at...
That's a seriously good job by Collinsworth, knowing that his partner was in a little trouble. You know,
yes.
Like
that's a great job. Yeah,
you know, he tried to reset it a couple of times.
To you, coach.
Yeah, kind of
back
around.
To you, Dungy.
But if he, you know what, if you're having a problem with your earpiece, just go ahead and rake that thing out of your ear. Just take it and just pop it out, and then do what you have to do to talk. I mean, I think he got caught in that situation. That's what I want to believe. That thing is hard when you wear that thing and people are talking to you, and then all of a sudden, you know how we are when we do. Like we're on a remote or something, and we get feedback in our, and you could hear yourself ask the question, kind of a thing. We know how difficult that could be. That throws you off your game.
Okay, so we mentioned it earlier. The Titans Jags game got pretty testy. You had the punter threatening death on a player, and then you also had an unsportsmanlike penalty from one of the best players in the league, Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans, and listen to him describe why he got that flag thrown on him.
A couple of them, we talking about flags. That's what you're talking about. And the one I got, I mean, he stood over me and told me, "Suck his dick."
Whoa.
It is what it is. I'm not going, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, I'm not going to do that.
I, of course, politely told him, no, I won't do that. And then I shoved him and got a 15-yard penalty. He explained it perfectly. If we have some type of punishment for unsportsmanlike penalties, if you got to run gases or something, Jeffrey Simmons, you don't have to, sir. Okay? I'm sorry that this guy brought that upon you.
That's worse than, or almost as bad as getting spit in the face. You think if that line is uttered, then the retaliation is totally unpenalizable?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, to a certain extent here, a nice little shove and let them know that no, I will not be doing that.
I kind of assumed that a lot of those words, those phrases, are being exchanged regularly.
Yeah, I was wondering myself, like, how often is that being said on a football field?
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
But if you're looking a man dead in his eye and you ask him to do that, or you sort of command him to do that,
But
there's probably going to be some repercussions.
Do you really want that to happen, though? Think about that.
No, no, the person saying that.
Maybe it could be even worse to be like, all right,
you really
maybe about 5% of the players.
Now who's won?
A couple per team. More than 5%.
Maybe 5%, but I don't think that's something you want to have happen. No.
I think you're right.
No. That's what Andy Reid's trying to do to the defense.
Be a hell of a bet payoff. He wants the defense to do that to him. You're right. Okay, we got LA Live coming up here at 5:40. We got the G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. It was a wild segment.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, you're good.
I liked it.
If the Cowboys do get in.
Of course you do.
If the now it's 24% chance right now. How confident would you be they can make a run at it? That's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan. Yeah, buddy, time to hit the expressway. Let's go commercial-free to the top. What do you say? Okay, we got G-Bag of the Day coming up here in about 7 minutes, and LA Live coming up at 5:40. Okay, the New Jersey home of Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo vandalized with eggs early Saturday morning, according to the Morristown Police Department. That's one of the stories here in the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. Would you ever egg a coach's house if he was screwing your team up really bad and you knew where he lived?
No.
I think I'm willing to do it.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Why not? I mean, egging is a thrill. It's only a small misdemeanor, so the consequences are low. The chances of getting caught are extremely low.
What about a teepee situation? I think that's easier to get caught now.
It's a lot of throwing.
Especially now with the, what are they called? The Ring doorbell cams.
The Ring doorbell cams will get you.
A lot of things that we used to do as kids that were fun when it came to, like, you know, doing things in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get away with it anymore.
You might not be able to. And depending on which state you live in and their firearm laws, it could be hazardous to your health.
Yeah.
But egging is something you can pretty much take down with a hose. You know, get a little water on that.
Just a quick drive-by.
You'll be good to go. And there's a tremendous thrill, especially if you're in, like, the back of a pickup, going about 20 miles an hour, just lobbing those things out there. You know, maybe you stop and you sort of unload a couple of dozen or something like that. I don't know. I think this might actually be a good bit by those Eagles
fans. It should be therapeutic a little bit.
Brian, you ever done a good egging in your life?
Oh, no. We never did the egging thing. We got hit by eggs. You're talking about Eagles fans stuff?
Yeah.
You're coming in on that highway, that 95, that makes that – you make that turn to, like, the around to get to the stadium.
Yeah.
And those fans from that parking lot area over there, they've got some seriously good arms. Because the buses are silent. I mean, really, everybody's just kind of. But then you take your headphones off and you hear this, dun, and all hitting the bus as we're driving by, and like it's wild. But yeah, that's the only place I've ever been where they threw eggs at us. Philadelphia for the Giants. their fans just flipped you off. The whole, you know, as you're driving in, their fans recognize it's your bus, but they only Philadelphia fans threw the eggs.
The eggs, but the rocks.
Oh yes, now
rocks being thrown.
They were the initial reports were they were rocks, but they have clarified that too. It was eggs.
I'm going to stick with they were rocks.
Those eggs can be quite loud when they make contact with the house, especially a big open window. It is, yeah. You know, it's kind of scary. Okay, if the Cowboys make the playoffs, how would you consider their playoff hopes? Now, at 877-881-1053. As we've talked about, just being a playoff team isn't enough. And it was from about 1999, I think, through 2012, like five wild card teams won the Super Bowl. It was a great run. Since then, only one team has done it, Tampa, with Brady's Buccaneers getting healthy at the perfect time. This would be another example of it. Like, I think this is the only way wild card teams are still viable when it comes to the Super Bowl conversation. If you had so many injuries and crazy stuff happen to you early, but now you have gotten healthy, you've made a couple of trades at the deadline to improve your team, and everything is firing on all cylinders. I don't know if I've ever been this confident that a Cowboys team could legitimately go on a run. I would always talk about, well, you can't run the ball well enough or you can't stop the run. And as Connor Riley, offensive line coach, told you guys in the draft show, if you can't run the ball and stop the run in January, you are dead on arrival.
Yeah. Yep.
This team can.
Yep.
And I don't think any of the teams from the 2010s could. Dan Quinn managed to stop the 49ers run game in 2021. That was a hell of a performance.
It was.
To play as good a defense as they ended up playing. It was just that your offense was shot. But I think this is probably the most balanced offense they've had as well.
If you got in there somehow, like, could you think, like, as the seventh seed, the last seed? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
I'll take my chances. I think the Rams are going to be the number one seed. I know they're number two right now. But I think the Rams are going to end up number one. If you tell me Chicago would be the number two seed,
I'd love a rematch against the Bears.
I would take my chances to go into Soldier Field and win in a game. I know it would be brutal conditions and history and all that stuff, but I'll take my chances going up there and playing the Bears again.
Because if you won the wild card as a seven, you'd go to the number one seed?
Well, yeah, you're always going to
You would then have to go. Your path would,
so it's
like,
got to be Chicago.
Yeah, your path.
Assuming they win the North, it could be Green Bay.
It could be. Yeah, Green Bay's 8-3-1. Chicago's 9-3. They play each other. I kind of feel like that. If the way it sits right now, Chicago's the number one seed. So that means if you were the seventh seed, you'd have to go play the Rams.
Yeah.
Is where you would have to go.
I think you're looking at the NFC East Championship, though. I mean, especially now that you're telling me with this, you know, the magic number is four. The Cowboys can drop a game, so you can go still 4-1. I think the Eagles going 2-3 is pretty realistic with
Chargers,
the way they're playing right
Bills,
now. Yeah, like, I don't think they're beating
Raiders,
the Bills.
Commanders twice.
Yeah, and I think they could split with the Commanders, and I think that they would, the Chargers could beat them.
Absolutely.
That would be three losses.
Yeah.
So you go 4-1, which I think is very doable down the stretch. You're looking at 2025 NFC champion Dallas Cowboys football team, which is wild.
And then you're the four seed taking on the first wild card team.
Probably the three seed.
Probably be the three seed.
You might be able to jump the East South.
Or the South, well, yeah.
Yeah, Tampa's currently 7-5 right now.
Yeah. And
I mean, they're probably the four. So you'd be taking on the—
You'd be what, 10-5-1?
Yeah, you would be taking on the third seed. You take on the sixth seed, which is currently— Well, that's Green Bay.
I mean, the only team I'm really afraid of is the Rams. Going to Los Angeles and playing the Rams would be the only NFC team that I'm like, that's probably a loss. Everything else, I'm thinking, I like our chances.
How would you feel about going to Green Bay?
Green Bay scares me.
Playing a game.
But you tied them at home, and your team wasn't as good then as it is now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel good about them against anybody. Like, I'm with you. I would take the Rams to beat them. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFL, even though they just lost to Carolina. I still stand by that. They've got the best. They're the most complete team, in my opinion. They beat themselves in a big way. They turned the ball over. They hadn't done that all year. They had a bad game. But the way the Cowboys are playing at the line of scrimmage, this is playoff winning football. Dak, that question you asked earlier, it will be a whole new season. And he is going to have to prove to everybody that he can be that guy. And I would love for him to go on that journey. That would be incredible.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is offensively challenged. I think you could really slow them down much better than you did when they scored 40 on you, but they haven't had many offensive outbursts at all with Tucker Kraft being out now. That's obviously, that was a big factor in the Cowboys game. And defensively, they're more built for, you know, coming after your quarterback than they are anything else. And if you can protect, there's plays to be made downfield. You can run on them. So I like that. And hey, with the Rams, check this out, Brian. I mean, Carolina just beat them. There's a team with good defensive tackles and a good running game.
Yep, that's true.
Maybe that can hold up against the Rams. Oh, look at this. We're late to get to the party. It's time for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
I've been waiting years for a good Cowboys team while working here. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's good for business, bro. Yes.
Tell me about it.
I've been looking forward. Come on, Cowboys.
I mean, just that excitement of round to round like the Rangers have done for us three times, like the Mavs have done for us three times in the last 15 years. I haven't seen it still.
Come on, man. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media platforms if there's anything you think I should be playing. All right, our winner and champ right here comes from Sports 93 play-by-play, Creighton. They were playing Baylor, and the Creighton broadcasters are not a fan of the officials.
Dot clock, Carr into the paint, missed the dunk, and a fucking foul. What are you talking about?
That was 2 seconds after the play ended.
Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle, and he's set. He was outside the circle, and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, New York, and they called that.
Yeah. They called that.
That's an absolutely horse crap call.
Yeah.
In a game that's been played out like this.
Yes.
Unbelievable bailout call by an incompetent referee.
Yeah.
And ball don't lie.
Yeah. And ball don't lie.
Went full Rashid on him. That's a situation where you'd look for an announcer to get kicked out of a game.
Yeah.
Which has happened a couple of times. Wow. I've seen it.
I love that right there.
These refs got rabbit ears.
All right, let's see here what we got for you.
My buddy got kicked out of the soccer game, I guess, Sunday. For getting after the refs.
As a dad?
So he walks to his truck and the ref's still watching him. He's like, "You can't watch the game." Guy's like, "I'm at my truck. What do you want me to do?" He's like, "Take it somewhere else."
Dang.
So he takes it somewhere else, change clothes. About 5 minutes later, he taps me on the shoulder.
Back up.
He goes, I'm back. Keep it down. Should I take my sunglasses off?
With some Groucho Marx glasses on. Yeah, I'm back, baby. Can't keep good one down. All right, Cincinnati Bengals defensive end and a Longhorn right here, Joseph Osa, was choking on a turkey leg.
Uh-oh.
During the post game. You guys see that?
No.
It was pretty dry. That's what I think.
Were you playing for that turkey leg?
I don't know.
We need some water.
I started eating too soon.
You all right? Swallow that, and I want to know what was said. Who said something to this defense before this game tonight?
I said they're trying to take something from us. Don't let them.
Especially not the turkey.
Don't let them.
That's not a Matt Pittman turkey right there. It seemed like the Cowboys players absolutely loved jumping into those.
Dude, Matt Pittman.
I'm hoping we get Ferg on tomorrow. The way he just...
Yeah. Oh, he went right into the back door of that turkey.
He did. And then was just running around with it on his hand and then giving it to teammates for them to bite off of it.
Biting the turkey off
that
his fist.
That was wild.
Including, I believe, Jerry.
We saw Pittman after the game.
Yeah.
And Pittman, he smelled like he was cooking turkeys all day.
Yeah.
That was his cologne, man. Yeah, that was his cologne for sure.
Now this is did a security guy get fired because he had a bite of turkey that he was?
I don't think he got fired.
Okay, that was just
because a player offered it to him and he was kind of looking around like
he said no a few times. Yeah. He's like, "Dog, take this." Like, this man's 6'7", 380 pounds. Fired. I'm gonna take it.
I'm not turning that
protein.
Down.
Yeah.
Now this isn't one, but I got to play it, get it out of the box a little bit. Eagles reporters starting to fight. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, they were fighting with each other during Dick Fangio's press conference.
Oh yeah.
We didn't get off in time.
Finish.
What's that?
When you're...
Shut up.
Let the guy finish the answer before we start asking him questions.
They're wasting...
We're going to finish this one. When it comes
to... Tell that man to shut up.
Shut up. Let him finish his answer.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Lay down back there, John.
We're good. We're good. Watch your mouth, bro. Shut up. It's crazy.
I'm trying to get a clean sound bite.
Yeah.
Who are the Cowboys reporters that you could see squaring off like that, Brian?
That's a good question.
I mean, Calvin's a no-back-down kind of guy.
Yeah, chill for real.
Chill and Calvin, chill.
Because he's going to hit his flask before the whole thing and then get with you real quick.
Pipe down. Let Dick finish for once.
Stop.
All season.
He might hit a fraternity dance after he knocks you out.
Him and Ezra Raku, I believe.
Yeah.
Tearing it up. Duet.
This one right here comes from College Game Day on ESPN. Reporter Jess Sims.
Oh, she was cold, wasn't she?
Oh, this is she gave us a weather report live from the big house in Michigan.
The big house,
they just cussing all over ESPN, bro. It's real now.
I'm glad that it feels good there because it is cold as in the studio.
Whoa.
Who's laughing?
Who is that? It's
gotta be McAfee.
That's not McAfee. Oh, damn. Hold on, bro. I gotta hear that again, bro. It's Flipper. It is kept going. It's Flipper, faster than lightning.
So just wait for it, all right?
If you're keeping
I want it to be Saban so bad, but I do think that's McAfee.
What's her name again?
Sims.
Jess Sims. P.S. We can't cuss on the radio, but these TV folks are having all the fun now.
Yeah, and they're laughing. Hey, it's our first one. All right. I'm like, what?
Hi, kids. It's freaking Saturday morning at 10:30.
Yes.
That's not L, is it?
It's Jess Sims.
I know, but L Duncan
left. Oh, I wish it was.
No, L's not on game day.
Got a much sexier one.
She stole Chanel West Coast laugh, if that's the case.
Yeah. That's a good call.
I heard they got your girl going to Netflix now.
She do, man.
Yep.
They do.
Get you a heated vest, though. One of those Oro heated vests for weekends like this.
Yeah.
Everybody out there is freezing, and you're just like, this is perfectly fine.
Yeah, the motorcycle rider vests are the best. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you this real quick. Talking about football. Sports Talk on 105.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. Hey. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS Paramount Plus. Watch a local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com. Oh, to get started today. Whew, I'm sorry. Sorry. Well, that Billy Ocean, I'll tell you what. Yesterday was your church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes out there. I heard you listening. Got your ears on. This is perfect for the holidays. We got a preacher right here. Remixed a classic for you. I'm pretty sure you heard this before.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, I'm not going to hell.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, I'm not going to hell. I like that one. And we have another worship leader right here. Just couldn't hit that note.
El Shaddai, you were right there beside me.
It's like he's about to fall off the stage there.
Gave him 90% of a voice blessing there.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
He probably had his coffee yet.
Yeah, get a loosen the pipes.
What happened to you? I had hope for him.
Yeah,
sound like a pretty good singer.
Going back and looking, it's McAfee.
Think it's McAfee?
They show him going into the shot. They show him going into the shot, like cackling like that.
He's loving the influences. Now.
Yeah. It screams McAfee. He would, you know, be that loud and irreverent.
And excited for an S-bomb.
Yeah. He'd love it. That's on his playbook. Okay, what do you think? Time to vote here, Lucius?
Let's do it.
Is it our Creighton basketball play-by-play guys? Brad Smith blew it. Is it player chokes on turkey during post-game interview? Or is it Eagles reporter starts fight? Not one, by the way, to clarify on that one. Reporter Jess Sims, the weather's cold. Preacher with the jingle bells and a worship leader who could not hit the note. I'm going to go with our gal Jess Sims here, Wolchuk. How about you?
Let's stick with the champ.
Okay, Lucius?
Creighton.
2-1, Chia follow.
I'll go with Dick Fangio.
Alrighty. And Brian.
I'm going to make this a vote off Jess Sims, please.
Okay, by a score of 2-2. We are tied. Jump on to at GBag Nation on Twitter. You can follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio at GBag Nation. We're going to create an Insta poll, announce the winner here towards the end of LA Live. And speaking of that, into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, man. It's a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. We'll get into it right after the great Rick James. Let's go.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance some everything.
Damn.
Everybody get high.
You know, one thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say?
Yeah.
He just told us to be prepared.
As a kid, my passion was always football. I didn't realize that my passion was playing football.
How about
where
that?
Was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
It was pain. It was pain everywhere, baby. Hey, this is LA Live for Monday, December 1st. It's the first of the month, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I hope everyone listening to the sound of my voice had a great holiday weekend. I really do. I don't want to wish anything bad on anybody out there. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. You fellas?
Wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Strong.
Great.
Very good. Relaxing.
Good, good.
Could have used a couple of more days, but kids didn't have school this morning.
They didn't?
Got an extra bonus sleep-in day. I'll take it.
So they're not back in school right now?
No.
Okay.
Until tomorrow.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, it's just never long enough, man. Even though it'd be long sometimes, it's not long enough. Pause. I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. I watched that.
Okay, Lucius, let me ask you the question. Do the float thing, well, the balloons thing, so they get out of a whack? Do they, like, go into, they got control over these things?
It got a little crazy, but it's okay. It wasn't as bad as it's been some years. You know, some of this is just all over the place.
I kind of like how they lose control of those things.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I love it, too.
There goes Pikachu.
I love chaos. What are you talking about, dog?
Yeah.
Wasn't the parade a pay-per-view this year?
No.
Oh,
it was on Peacock.
Okay.
Might as well have been pay-per-view.
Yeah, because when I saw it on my menu, it was like pay $4.99, I think, to watch this.
Oh, my gosh.
Peacock. Yeah.
Peacock.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
They had the world's smallest float out there.
Oh.
You might want to look that up.
World's smallest float.
Yep. And they had musical performances, and I thought it was kind of great. They had Busta Rhymes, Lil Jon, and Shaggy out there performing in different little situations. I was like, look how far they have come. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
He's got a song about infidelity, and this is like one of the greatest family mornings of all time. Yeah. And we're like, let's have this guy singing about infidelity out there, banging on the bathroom floor. Let's have Lil Jon, who has a hit about sweat from his balls. Like, what? We've come a long way, bro.
Yeah. That's why it's pay-per-view.
no doubt.
Shout out to the LD Bell Blue. With the Blue Raiders?
Blue Raiders.
Yeah. Their band was out there.
Yeah.
Their band was out there representing North Texas. So shout out to y'all guys. And then right after that, it was the dog show.
Oh, Westminster.
Yeah, I watched the dog show. There was no pit bulls. Damn. Was it Staffordshire Terrier or something they call it? I don't know.
The Staffordshire.
Staffordshire. Yep.
Is there anybody?
They look amazing, don't they? When
what
dialed?
Did I call it?
I don't know.
I don't know. What did you call it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you're here, buddy.
Is there anybody that looks prouder than the trainers that are kind of prouncing around?
Yeah,
with
they
them?
Look like, good. They look great out there.
Yeah.
There was one lady all tatted up. She had ankle bracelets on and everything. I was like, oh, she's putting on a show here.
She had like a little poodle.
She's putting on a show.
Spike necklace.
Dallas's own Tyrese Maxey. He participated in the agility competition.
I saw this.
I would be so nervous to have that dog run around at an agility course.
Oh, yeah.
Did the dog stop?
Well, it started playing tug of war with the little. Yeah. Hold on a little bit.
Everybody give it up for Tyrese.
What's the Western word again?
His name is Howie.
Howie. Come on, Howie. Howie, look, Howie.
Howie.
Ready? Okay. Jump, 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 jump
Stop, Howie. Look. No, Howie. Howie, you gotta give it back. Howie, this is my toy.
Yeah, they had a hard time out there.
Yeah, it did. It kind of stopped a little halfway.
Yeah, it kind of got weird. The last one he did good. He did. They made him do two of them.
Was he like a celebrity host?
He's done it before. I don't know. Okay. But he's done this before. It might be his thing.
So this was somebody else's dog.
That was somebody else's dog.
And he was trying to get him through the course.
Yeah. I think you got to spend so much time with these dogs. I don't think you could have an NBA career and train one of these dogs.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
You know,
yeah.
Michael Vick.
A lot of them were breeding.
He wasn't training. It was his darn cousins doing all that weird stuff. All right, here we go.
Oh!
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Speaking of Turkey Day, fellas, what comes to your mind when I say former TCU quarterback and former Seahawk, Trevon Boykins?
Wasn't it a bowl?
Drugs.
A bowl game. Yeah. A bowl game he got.
Yeah, he got in that fight on the patio at a bar with some idiot.
He ruined his career. I mean, they were
investigating him for being a drug dealer at TCU.
Yeah.
I remember that part thing.
They were undefeated, I think, with him, right?
Yeah, that was really weird.
Didn't he have a weird car crash downtown, too? Yes. It was like in the passenger seat of the, and it's weird.
Yeah, it was a lot of weird stuff happened with him.
Put his hands on a spouse at one point?
Yeah. Don't remember that one.
Stomp the ears together, something like that. I say that respectfully. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Sounds painful.
I went for the joke. I'm sorry.
Sounds like something out of The Walking Dead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, Trevon Boykins has a podcast called House of Playmakers.
Oh, okay.
With Boykin, Paul Dawson, and Devontae Fields.
Okay. Bleep Paul Dawson. One of the great lines in 105 through the fan history.
Lucius, I have a CBS radio in New York. I have a document that says I will not cuss on the air anymore because KT asked me a question, and I said, F Paul Dawson, and it went over the air. We're at Mudbug Bash.
Oh, yeah.
And KT asked me, he goes, what do you think about that Paul Dawson? I said, F Paul Dawson.
Yeah.
And it went out over there. So
let it fly, baby.
Let it fly. Yep.
Let it fly.
But they were on break. I was driving to the Mudbug Bash, and the board op was untrained.
Yeah.
You know, just go ahead and put you on a live remote here, no problem.
Yeah.
And left the pod up while he went to break. So you were hearing the commercials, but you're also hearing KT and Broadus.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought she was just feeling it, bro.
No.
Hold up. Song made me cry. Oh my god. I keep holding.
Oh!
It's like it should be a ketchup song.
If I was in the field, drunk on some tequila, I'll shoot a gun in the air, bro. Crying about some fourth grade love that I lost.
Get him.
All right, here's a clip from the podcast, Trevon Boykins' podcast, went viral this holiday weekend. It was an episode where Boykin talks about his Thanksgiving dinner experience at Russell Wilson's crib.
Oh, jeez.
Russell Wilson's crib. You got an invite to Russell Wilson's crib. I would have to check myself. I'm not staring at Sierra too long.
Yeah.
And checking the toes.
She'd
everything.
Have one of those low cut dresses on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at your calf muscles, girl.
I'd make it a mission to use all 12 of those bathrooms.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That part.
Experience this.
Give me your thoughts on this, fellas.
Russell Wilson, I went to his house for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
The weirdest feel like he catered. So, no, you know, like, bro, I come from a traditional country. That black family.
We doing that.
If I got as much money as Russell Wilson, my whole family would talk about me so bad if I ain't fly everybody out there for Thanksgiving. And I'm sponsored by an airline.
Yes. Maybe he not close to his family.
And maybe he not. But his mama wasn't there. Sisters wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's still weird to me. I'm just still, even if you don't fool with your family, like, it's still weird to me on Thanksgiving. My family gonna do the food. This is what we gonna do. If you the one with the money, we coming to your house. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that part.
That's what we gonna do. So to get over there and catch Russell Wilson, like him, it's literally him, Sierra Daddy, me, Noonie, Baby Future, the chef, and two nannies. And three dogs. But then I leave Russ' crib. Go to Earl Thomas' crib.
Earl, that's when he's more family oriented because you married me there.
He's very family oriented.
Extremely.
We playing Spain. Good food.
Spain.
Like, yeah,
we have in the right.
Shout out.
Bro. Area 29, bro. Shout out. I know you got the restaurant down there in Seattle, and it might be one in Austin, too.
Thoughts on his opinions about Russell Wilson's house, and should he be sharing them like that?
I don't think so. Somebody's nice enough to invite you over for Thanksgiving. Don't call him out on that.
Trying to get the podcast going.
Yeah.
It's that's, cloud that, know, that's what it is. And everyone else is kind of piled on Russ, so it kind of seems like
it's open game.
It's the thing to do, you know?
Not the most popular guy. I wouldn't make judgments about how much of a family guy you are based on who's at your Thanksgiving.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
You just really don't know unless you ask. You can always assume.
I mean, maybe they hang out all summer. Maybe they're coming over for Christmas. They're like, I really don't like to fly. You know, there's so many reasons. You know, maybe they got their own things going on, and there's a family Thanksgiving back that you can't make it to because you're practicing football. And they're not going to break their family tradition back in, where is he from, North Carolina, Wisconsin, something like that?
North Carolina, Russ? Yeah.
Yeah. There's just Charlotte? So many different things that could happen.
Was he from Charlotte?
I think he's from, maybe. Let me look it up. I just guessed.
Yeah, it seems pretty unfair.
Unfair.
It was about this time in my life that my grandfather bought an RV and drove everywhere.
Nice.
And I think I might fall in those footsteps. Yeah, I just don't want to fly.
The RV life, man.
I just don't want to drive it. I want to ride in it. I don't want to drive it.
Yeah. Like that Mike Greenberg dude. He's in his deal with ESPN. He's got a driver every day that picks him up in his house in Connecticut and drives him to New York.
That's what I need, bro.
I'm with you, dude.
That's what I need. So Boykins played himself with that right there, y'all think?
Did it for
the clout, and he looking crazy now, right?
Yeah. Like, do you want to come on and talk some trash about Russell Wilson? It's ratings gold. Yeah. Sure. I got some stories.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All the Legion of Boom retweeted that clip.
Yeah. Damn.
Our Shuttle Lynch was all about it.
Oh, Cincinnati, Ohio.
And before I get out of here, it wasn't cap. It was not a troll. It was real. 50 Cent has produced a documentary about Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh, man.
It is a 4-part docuseries. It's called Sean Combs, The Reckoning. The Reckoning. It starts streaming tonight at midnight. It goes down, bro. Tonight at midnight. 50 Cent was on Good Morning America to promote the doc. I'll give you a little clips of these.
For before seen footage of Sean Diddy Combs in the days leading up to his arrest in New York last September.
You want to put stuff in my fanny pack, King?
The exclusive video obtained by Netflix shows Combs debating with his lawyers about strategy.
Listen to me. I'm going to get up now, and I am going to let you professionals look at the situation and come back to me with a solution. No matter what nobody said, let's just, here and there, y'all are not working together the right way. We're losing.
The footage is part of a new, highly anticipated docuseries by director Alex Stapleton and rapper and executive producer Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
It's just 50 cents. It's just 50.
Not 50?
No, it's not 50. It's not spelled two Ds.
Titled Sean Combs, The Reckoning.
Was there anything that surprised you when you were watching?
I think it was surprising that he actually filmed it.
How do you respond to
See, this footage that he has is a cameraman that worked with P. Diddy.
I was wondering how he got that.
Yeah, that's what seriously. I'm saying, bro. The footage is a cameraman that worked with P. Diddy, and I guess he quit his job or something like that days before Diddy got arrested. So this is Diddy going through it in a sense.
Yeah.
And Diddy's down with getting recorded, clearly.
Sure.
Clear. Yeah. So I'm pretty – somebody's going to see some litigation about this.
Yeah. If I was paying a guy to film for me and then he quit his job and started selling that video –
Give me that film.
Yeah, I think
before you walk out the door, give me that film, please.
Yeah, I think all the profits from this movie are probably going to end up with one Sean
Combs. Something kind of weird. But you know, Netflix, they're going to cross their T's and dot their I's. So we'll see.
People who say that it's more about the disdain that you have for Sean Combs than it is for giving the victims a platform.
What they consider a pre-existing beef, right, for 20 years, right, is me being uncomfortable with him suggesting that he takes me shopping. Or I looked at it like he was... Like, it was like a tester.
Mm.
Like, maybe you'll come play with me type of thing, right? And it's not personal.
But it is, though.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is, though. Yeah. But it 100% is. I think P. Diddy dated somebody that 50 Cent dated at one point just not too long ago.
Sean Combs watches this. What do you think he's going to feel?
like, wow, this is amazing.
Hilarious.
I think he's going to say this is the best documentary I've seen in a long time. Because you'll see people saying that. I mean, he may feel a different way about pieces and bits of it, but he knows the truth. I think he'll see the truth in it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's tonight at midnight. Tonight at midnight. Pay attention to that on Netflix. Wow. On Netflix. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. All right. It's a Monday night, gentlemen. Do we got two guys in a booth or what?
Yeah, let's relive Thanksgiving. All the best from Brad, Babe, Christy, and more. That's next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.